Good morning, members. Good morning, members. The Ethics, Elections, and Open Government Subcommittee meeting will now come to order. Tamara, please call the roll.
Chair Fernandez Markham.
Here.
Representatives Arrington.
Here.
Beltran.
Here.
Bracy Davis.
Here.
Caruso.
Here.
Gant.
Present.
Griffiths.
Here.
Harris.
Here.
Holcomb.
Here.
Shock.
Here.
Hillebrew.
Yes, ma'am.
Harass. Horace.
Here.
Robinson excused. Roth.
Here.
Saroy excused. Tremont.
Here.
Garkowski. Rizzo.
Here.
Garkowski. A quorum is present.
Thank you, Tamara. Members, please make sure cell phones and other communication devices, including laptops, are turned off or placed on silent mode. And members, I want to welcome you to the first Ethics, Elections, and Open Government Subcommittee meeting. Today, we will begin with an introduction of our members, and then I'll briefly explain our subcommittee's jurisdiction. So, Mr. Vice Chair, if you can begin.
Well, thank you, Chair, and I'm really excited about the opportunity we're going to have this year. I know we're all looking forward to having some good election reform bills come through this committee, and I know our chair has some great ideas, so I'm really looking forward to working with him and all of you people. We are so blessed to live in the free state of Florida, and we want to make sure that our elections continue to be run in the correct fashion, and looking forward to having some bills passed that provide additional oversight for our supervisors of elections, even though my supervisor of election, Wendy Link in Palm Beach County, is getting very high marks. We still need supervision. Thank you.
Representative Rizzo, if you can continue and further down that line, and then Representative Beltran, if you can commence after that and go around.
Thank you, Chair. Very excited to be here, Chair, Vice Chair, and ranking member and staff. It's a great committee, a great bunch of people to serve with, and I look forward to serving under your leadership, sir. And also, if I may say, I look forward to serving with a newly elected representative that was my legislative aide last term, Representative Porras, that now I must call Representative Porras.
And Representative, he wasn't just your aide, he was mine too, so let's not forget that.
Yeah, it's hard to follow that. Griff Griffiths, District 6, thank you, Chair. Bay County, Panama City Beach area. It's an honor to be here. I look forward to working with all of you. A former county commissioner who served on a canvassing board with a supervisor of elections who saw the good, bad, and the ugly, I think, at times. I really look forward to the progress this committee makes over the next session. So thank you.
Good afternoon, everyone. Representative Juan Porras, District 119, Southwest Miami-Dade County. I just want to echo the sentiment of both my former members, Representative Rizzo and Representative Fernandez-Barquin. My first ever actual job in this legislature was with Chair Fernandez-Barquin. So it is definitely a very humbling experience to be under his leadership. So thank you, Chair.
Thank you.
Great. Well, I had the honor and privilege of sitting next to Juan Porras over here. So if that's my name drop for this morning. My name is Chase Tremont. It's an honor to be here. I serve and represent District 30, which is southeast Volusia County down to northern part of Brevard County. I'm a pastor with my day job. I also taught American history for 10 years in the public school system. So very, very passionate about open and honest elections and strong ethics in government as well. So honored to be serving here. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you, Chair. Look forward to serving under you this session. My name is Mike Beltran. I represent District 70, which is South Hillsborough in North Manatee counties. I am a litigator by trade. Somehow I've ended up doing a lot of election litigation the last couple of years. So spend most of my summer on one case. So I have some ideas about how we can streamline or eliminate some of that. So hopefully we'll be talking about some of those things. Look forward to working with everyone. Thanks.
Good morning. My name is Taylor Yarkowski, and I have the pleasure of serving in the class with Representative Porras. So he's a colleague of mine and a friend. No, it's an honor to serve on this committee with Chairman Fernandez-Barquin. You know, I always say that public safety is the most important function of government, and probably equal to that is this issue of our integrity of our elections. I represent District 25 in South Lake County, outside of Orlando. I'm a businessman, a family man, and I'm excited to bring that business acumen to this issue and continue to work hard to get it right and secure our elections in this great state. So thank you, and God bless you all.
Good morning, everyone. Chair, I'm honored to serve under you, and Vice Chair Roth. And I just wanted to say that Representative Porras makes the best Cuban coffee, and now we'll have to be making it for him equally, so I'm going to miss that. But I got elected 4 years ago, and back in 2018 originally, and I won my election by 274 votes out of 120,000 votes. So we had a recount, along with the governor, the Senator Scott, and so we had a recount. So 274, and everybody said, "Don't worry about it, Mike. You're going to it will only change one or two votes." I go, "Okay, I won't worry about it." But you know, I show up for the recount, and there's like 500 people at the elections supervisor of elections office. Anyway, they whittled it down to 32 votes before we finally stopped counting. And it was very stressful. The governor ended up replacing the supervisor of elections, which with now our current supervisor, Wendy Link. So election integrity, critical to our whole democratic process. And I look forward to making it better and making Florida the icon of election integrity in the USA. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair and Vice Chair. Representative Sam Killebrew from Imperial Polk County. Man, my last 2 years, and I plan to have fun in the next 2 years, but I appreciate serving on your committee.
Good morning, and thank you, Mr. Chair. My name is Bernie Jacques from District 59, and I sat next to Representative Porras at breakfast this morning. It's true. So District 59 includes the cities of Seminole, Largo, Pinellas Park, unincorporated Clearwater. I'm a former state prosecutor. It's an honor to serve. And election integrity is something that's very important to my constituents. So I look forward to seeing the important work that comes out of this committee. Look forward to working with our leadership, chair, vice chair, and ranking member, and with staff as well. Thank you.
Good morning. Good morning, Mr. Chair, Vice Chair, and Ranking Member Arrington. My name is Ashley Gant, and I have the honor of representing District 109 in Miami-Dade County. That includes parts of the city of Miami, unincorporated Dade County, and the city of Opa-locka. I am a lawyer, former teacher, and before I end, Representative Porras said good morning to me this morning. Thank you.
Good morning, colleagues, and Happy New Year. Thank you, Mr. Chair, Mr. Vice Chair, and Ranking Member Arrington. My name is LaVon Bracey Davis. I bring you greetings from House District 40 in the center of the state. I represent Ocoee, Florida, parts of Orlando, Florida, and parts of unincorporated Orange County. My background, I am also a licensed and barred attorney. I practice law for the Department of Children and Families in the past. I'm also an arts and culture advocate. I currently work for an arts and culture venue in Orlando, Florida. I'm really excited about serving on this committee. I believe that Floridian civic duties and responsibilities as it relates to elections and voting is of ultimate importance, and I am excited to bring my fresh and new ideas. Thank you so much.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Representative Harris, and I am very honored and proud to represent South Orange County. Amazing neighborhoods like Lake Nona, Dr. Phillips, Hunters Creek, and South Chase. I'm a freshman along with Rep. Porras, and so that's a very special thing, too. I'm really excited to serve on this committee. I believe that ethics and our elections are the foundation of our country. It's really important. And so I'm very honored to be here. Thank you, Chair.
Hi, Chair. My name is Jeff Holcomb, House District 53, the western half of Hernando County, northwest Pasco, home of the Mermaid. And I would just like to say that I am suite mates with Representative Porras. Yes. So hopefully his head will fit back in the door when we go back in after this meeting. But honored to be here and serve with you. You know, when I moved to Florida, Florida was in the news for election issues, especially down in the south part of Florida. But now I think the whole country looks at Florida for the right way to do elections, and we can see how things aren't working right in different states in this country. And I say we just keep things going in the right direction. Thank you.
Good morning. Thank you, Mr. Chair and Vice Chair. Looking forward to serving on this committee. This was one of my top picks. I love elections. I've spent many nights at the Supervisor of Elections office, and I'm truly looking forward to this. I do have to say my Supervisor of Elections is my mother-in-law, though, so we do have interesting conversations, and like I said, I am truly excited and looking forward to this. Thank you.
Thank you, Ranking Member. So, members, I want to take a few moments to discuss the jurisdiction of the Ethics, Elections, and Open Government Subcommittee. Our subcommittee is charged with overseeing legislation related to the election of public officers, standards of conduct of those officers and other public employees, and finally, legislation related to public records and open meetings. Our time in this subcommittee will be spent hearing significant and meaningful issues that resonate throughout each governmental body in the state. It is imperative that each citizen of Florida be assured that public officers and employees are working earnestly on their behalf and not to enrich themselves at taxpayer expense. The Florida Constitution and the Code of Ethics sets out the standards of conduct of public officers, public employees, and lobbyists. Bills referred to our committee may relate to these standards and other ethical requirements, such as conflicts of interest, misuse of public position, financial disclosures, and post-employment restrictions. Efficient, fair, and secure elections are the bedrock of our republic, and the public must have confidence in our electoral system. The subcommittee has oversight over the entire election process, from the time a person registers to vote to election day to the certification of an election. That also includes policies and procedures governing candidate qualification, early voting, voting by mail, election day, vote tabulation, and campaign finance. The Florida Constitution gives each person the right to see what their government is doing by requiring meetings where public business is discussed be open and noticed to the public, and records made in connection with public business be made available to the public upon request. Our subcommittee oversees these transparency requirements. These are commonly referred to as the Government in the Sunshine or the Sunshine Law. We will also examine any proposed exemptions to those requirements. Lastly, the subcommittee has oversight over certain agencies, which we may have before the subcommittee from time to time, including the Commission on Ethics, the Division of Elections within the Department of State, and the Florida Elections Commission. In closing, I'm excited to work with all of you. I'm looking forward to this session, and it's an honor to serve with all of you. So thank you so much. And members, this concludes our agendas. Seeing no further business before the subcommittee, Representative Porras moves we rise. Without objection, the meeting is adjourned.